and welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 120, Why Not Fitting In Can Be a Good Thing. This is an interesting conflict area, a conflict-creating phenomenon that a lot of us go through, where on one hand, we really desire to fit in. We desire to have a sense of belonging and cut out the isolation that we have in our lives, really feel like we are supported and have people in our life and our living that get us and contribute to us. Absolutely. And on the other hand, we have this really weird thing where we kind of know we don't fit in a traditional way or in the way that we're taught to fit and really taught to create those kind of connections that we think fitting in will give us. So when you are more of a square peg and all you are given throughout your life are round holes as options, there's a little bit of an interesting rub that starts to get created. This can look a whole bunch of different ways, but today I really want to focus on how it is we smush ourselves and smush our possibilities and our being into kind of constructs that we think are going to give us those first energies we talked about, where I don't want to be alone anymore. So if I squish myself down and put myself into this community or this relationship or this friendship or into this belief system, all of a sudden I'm going to have a ready-made base where I'm not going to have to go it alone. I'll be seen, I'll be heard, I'll be acknowledged, at least part of me will. Therefore, that's what I have to do because there's really no other option for me to create that. For me, this is one of the biggest lies that is out there. First and foremost, needing to fit in anywhere with anyone really stems from the baser belief that you are alone. And you're not alone. You're never alone. There is a universe here that is willing and able to contribute to you. There are people right outside of your viewpoint that would be more than excited and enthusiastic to embrace you in all of your wonderfulness. Depending on your life path thus far, hopefully you have a handful, if not a whole gaggle of people in your life that support your difference and support your uniqueness and your myriad of ways of seeing the world and engaging with the world that maybe don't line up with how they see the world or engage with the world, but they're happy to have your difference included. Where this interesting rub starts to come is when we try to follow the kind of paint-by-numbers way of creating community and connection and relationship. And deeper than that, the way we actually create a sense of intimacy and belonging. We are taught that in order to create those bonds with people and those deeper connections, that there are certain behaviors that have to match up with people. There are certain belief systems that you have to align with and agree with. There are things that you have to kind of have in common with folks. And because you have those things in common, you know you're part of the group. And guess what? When people don't have those things in common, you know they're not part of the group. So it's kind of like you know you belong because you can tell who doesn't belong. And is that actually creating the world that you desire to live in? This is a very interesting topic and really one that I invite you to start peeling the layers back. Where have you been perhaps desiring to fit in somewhere? Not that that's wrong. We all have that desire. I totally get it. And where have you been going about seeking that and attempting to create it in a way that actually doesn't serve you? And actually in a way that doesn't include all of you. You know, it's fascinating. If you look at something as basic as dating and finding a mate, you go on date after date after date, you shop around, you're looking at people's qualities. Of course, there's the initial energy hit of whether or not you just flow together, and there's a sense of like comfort and ease and lightness there. And then very easy after that, we start to get into this head trippy space where not only is it enough to just have that energetic ease and that acceptance and allowance and deliciousness with the other person, all of a sudden we go into our headspace about the things that we have in common that we're going to be able to create a deeper connection with, that we're going to be able to create a sense of belonging with, and that we're going to be able to create some sort of mold that the two of us can fit in and fit together to create a relationship. It's a very interesting phenomenon. I had this a couple, oh goodness, it's probably maybe 5-6 years ago. It was when I was up in San Francisco. I had been doing some of these energy tools that we're talking about and exploring and getting a little bit more present and aware of just the weird way that we tick and are kind of programmed to tick without even realizing it. So what better way to explore this than dating? So it was fascinating. I was on, I think, on OkCupid, one of the online dating sites, and I was just meeting people for drinks and kind of getting to know a couple different men. I was on a date with one, and it was fascinating because we had a lot of that easeful energy where our bodies were very relaxed with each other. There was just easy conversation. The energy flow was really nice. It was just easy and light and unencumbered and felt fun. It was interesting, halfway through the date, he started peppering me with the usual line of questions, going a bit more into the headspace of, well, where do you fall on this spectrum? Do you like cats or dogs? Do you want to have children? What are your ambitions in life? It's this kind of funny checklist that we do where, you know what, if you actually match up with me on these certain things, then you and I are a fit. You and I can mold together, and you and I can actually have a sense of being and belonging to each other and with each other. And it was fascinating because I was sitting there halfway through a beer and was just like, wow, we went from just energy, ease, and fun and exploration into pre-programming our entire future based on these crazy mental constructs that really didn't speak to who we were as beings, as really individuals who can create something not only together, but as a whole as well. It was also interesting too, because I just had a foresight of, okay, next date, I know we're going to go hiking because we both like the outdoors. So that will be really fun. Date number three will probably be a movie. It's like these weird formulas that we actually have to find a way to create connection and to start to feel like we fit and we belong. Interesting, and I also wonder what else is possible. And, you know, dating's a fun example because we've all had that experience, but this happens on different wavelengths and sometimes more overtly and sometimes more subtly with friendships, with finding a new spiritual community, a different system that you're diving into with new information. We have it a lot with business and building connections into the world. We're constantly looking at the place where we can fit enough so that we actually feel like we can have ourselves. Deep, 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 deep down, if you actually are seeking a sense of fitting in and belonging, do you have the baser point of view that you are actually alone? Do you have the point of view that you actually aren't contributed to or don't fit, or that you actually can't be seen, heard, acknowledged, or even just explore what you want to explore unless you have people with you going it in the same way? A lot of us kind of have this need to fit and belong because we're afraid of being alone. We don't want to go it on our own. it's kind of a fascinating thing. And those of you who are listening, I tend to pull in a lot more trailblazy type of folks because that's what I am in of myself, is much more of a trailblazer, a leader, someone who actually likes to play outside of the box and looks at yourself not only as a square peg who's being presented with round holes to try to fit into, but much more of an undefined peg, if a peg at all. And you may, like me, have been kind of an outlier most of your life, where you've kind of fit in part of you into this one area, part of you into another, part of you seen over here and part of you seen over here. And you kind of can't find a spot where all of you can be included. Well, what if it wasn't about trying to seek out and find the hole that can match and fit your very unique peg, but was actually about creating a space and a possibility for yourself to be home, to know that you're not alone, to know that you're supported, and to know that there is no need to fit in by any kind of mental constructs or any kind of thing that you've learned to create connection or belonging? If you can actually find that in of yourself, what would be different? Being able to be at home in your own body, in your own space, in your own skin, and actually have a sense of home, and open up to everything that is desiring to contribute to you. To know that you aren't alone, that you've created that in the past outside of the mental constructs of aligning with certain belief systems and points of view. What else would be possible with that? It's really interesting to watch in relationship where, you know, you and I really, we meld together well. Like there's just an ease, there's a fun here. And after a while, it's like, since this relationship is so fun, since this friendship is so awesome, since this belief system I found is so expansive and delightful, I can't stretch myself too much to change because if I do, I won't fit in here anymore. We've all had those experiences where, as a trailblazer and a seeker, you desire to explore and change and expand and grow. And when you have the thing that you think is the perfect fit, where you're finally fitting in, you feel like you belong, it gets really difficult to let things loose, let them lie loose a little bit, let them change, let them grow and expand, or possibly move on from them, if it means you'll actually be able to continue your own conscious evolution. It's sometimes the things that we think we've already figured out and found as the perfect fit that are the hardest to change. And a lot of times, those things become silent limitations because they're not allowing you to continue to move and to change and to grow. Just because you're in relationship with someone does not mean that you have to adopt and adapt to all of their beliefs. If you have a belief system that you absolutely love, that gives you tons of amazing information and energy, and you love the people in it, and you have fun with it, it expands your living, that's amazing. And what if you didn't have to take your being and fit it into that system, but allowed yourself just to be present with it, receive, and continue to explore what worked for you? What if you could do the same thing in relationships where it wasn't the heady checklist about how you got along with people and how connections could be formulated? It was just letting that energetic sense, that ease of being with people, be first and foremost, and then allowing yourself to be loose and letting the relationship shift and change and grow. If you truly didn't have to fit in, and if fitting in wasn't the best thing, but sometimes not fitting in was actually a good thing, what else would be possible and what could you explore? It is so much less about finding something outside of you to fit yourself into, to find a sense of belonging and a sense of home and a sense of yourself. It is so much more about finding that innately in you, being home in yourself. And then what comes is the exploration and the engagement with anything and everything around you, including it all, judging nothing, receiving more, and lighting a way to experiencing breaths and depths and dimensions and textures and new experiences that may, just may, lead to a whole new different sense of living. This is a big one. I invite you to dive in and play with it. Start to loosen the holds that you have where you've been finding the perfect fit and holding steady to it. Try to loosen up the mental constructs and the checklist you're going through and the ways you've been trying to formulate connection. Just go with its innate. Go with that gentle hum of energy and allow yourself and the people around you to be loosely held and plenty of breathing and growing room and see what unfolds. This was an amazing episode. Thank you so much for joining me. Delicious energy. As always, you can reach me at lauren@laurenpolly.com, and I will chat with you next Tuesday.